Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop podcast. We are back. Ben is back. Back again. Look who's back. Guess who's back? Ben is back. That's about enough of that, isn't it?
Back. Thank you for having me back, boys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, welcome back. Thanks for putting the effort in and making it.
Yeah,
appreciate it, mate.
Appreciate you boys holding the fort down. How's it been? Best episodes
arguably
ever.
Arguably, good. Better, yeah. Arguably.
Less tech issues, you know.
That's going to be a lie. Because Will was still here.
No, to be honest, me and Will, over the last 2 weeks, we've had zero tech issues while you've not been here.
But I don't know why, because the tech issues are never me. It's always Will anyway.
Yeah, but you're the common denominator of everything, issue-wise, so...
It's just technology stopping me and Will being together. That's what it is.
I think you're just fussy, mate. What technology stopping us from being together? What?
The block button.
Wow. I was not expecting that. I was going to ask how you are.
Yeah, how are you both doing?
That was weird. How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm getting there, boys. I'm getting there, slowly but surely.
Getting there.
Yeah, it's dragging on a lot more than I anticipated it being. So I'm in a lot of pain today.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah, I'm back on painkillers again. I had 3 days of no painkillers and I was absolutely loving it. And yeah, I'm back on them today.
How is the ear? Is it all leaky and gunky and disgusting still?
It's still weeping. It's not as bad. But I keep... So where else... This sounds really gross. Whenever I'm sort of cleaning my ear... if it's like a bit of tissue that I'm using or like cotton bud or whatever, I'll then obviously pull it away, then pull some of the packing out of my ear as well. I've probably lost about that much now of packing inside it. Yeah, it's not good. Literally yesterday, I was caught and I turned around to Laura. I was like, oh, fuck. And it was literally holding it back there.
Oh, God.
This is, honestly, grim. That was worse than I could ever have imagined. You are vile.
Well, you asked, so I told you.
At least they just glued my stomach back together, and that was it.
Yeah, I think they might need to put a few more staples in after your reaction, then. Watching you, he threw up.
I do. Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, he's going in on everyone today. Jeez.
Well, no, it's because he reacted badly, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Christ. That's what happens, isn't it?
How are you two, anyway?
Like punished, didn't
you okay?
Yeah, good, mate. You left, I got engaged.
Yes, I
watched lots of football.
Man. I think I was on for that episode, though, was I not? No, I wasn't.
No,
I watched it. I watched it on YouTube, though.
Did you feel like you was involved in it?
Yeah, I mean, I've known for quite a while, so yeah, it wasn't really a shock for me, I must say. But I do have to comment just how casually Will dropped it in. So, what'd you go up to? Yeah, it's been alright. Did this, saw some cows. Oh, yeah, got engaged, went out for dinner.
I didn't
watch
football,
didn't see
any
or something
cows.
Like that. Well, you saw cows, not Highland cows.
That's true.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Yep, nice. Excellent.
Good. How's your weekend, though? Was it all right?
Yeah, it's been okay. I've not really done much. I've just sat around, really. Watched some football.
What about you, Ali?
That's about it.
Yeah, weekend was good. It's a great time. I've been able to come on here and Chelsea haven't embarrassed me, so.
Yeah. I was gutted about that. Yeah. Well, I wasn't.
No, let's be honest, you weren't, because you want us to win, because we're not going to get anywhere close to you, but City are the ones near you.
There was two sides of me. One was like looking at it with a responsible head, where I really wanted Chelsea to win, because obviously Man City need to lose. But I also really like it when you come on the podcast and you're really downbeat and like, I don't know. It's just like a little kid that's just been kicked or he had his ball nicked or something. It's hilarious.
Yeah, the year sixes stole his football. And he's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Kicked it on the roof. That's what used to happen. Yeah, kick it on the roof, on the flat roof. Like, why would you do that, man? Yeah. No, none of us can play football.
Yeah, selfish. Isn't
it? It is selfish. Mate. I had the most Monday of Monday mornings this morning.
Did you? Tell us all about it.
So I'm going into do the induction day, and I'm like pushing this door and it's just not opening. And I was getting annoyed. No keys fit in the lock. And then I was looking the other side and I was like, oh, I wish I was the other side. I just pushed the door. And it would open. So I stood out there for about 5 minutes. And I'm like, fuck's sake, why isn't this door opening? It's ridiculous. There's got to be other people in there. So I pull it and it opens. It's a pool door. I then go in.
Hang on. I've got a 6-hour... Did you not realise that from the push bar on the other side that it might be a pool door?
No. That completely escaped me. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Or the handle on your side to pull the door.
Yeah, no, that, again, it completely, I thought it was a push door. There was nothing in my mind that was questioning this door was not a push door. Yeah.
The only fact in Will's life at that moment, that big, this is a push door.
Big letters on the door saying pull.
Yeah,
he read the PU and was like, that's enough for me. I know what this says.
Don't need any more information about this door. It's clearly a push.
Jesus. It's obviously a push door. I'm pushing it, but it's not opening, so it must be locked. That was literally the only two things that were going through my head. I finally get into the meeting room. I pull my notebook out and
did you
all
pull
of my
it
paperwork
out or push
goes
it
on
out?
The floor. I pulled it out. Oh, yeah, okay. This one was a pull.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, nice.
It was clearly labelled. a paperwork goes all over the floor. I've then got a 6-hour presentation and I forget my laptop charger. That's a bad Monday morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you get through? Did someone else have a charger?
Yeah, luckily, but you would have thought I'd have asked them before they left the office to come over. But I asked them when they got there. Oh, you ain't got a charger? They went, no. Ah. So then that's somebody else had to go and get one and bring it back for me. Yeah. So I was quite lucky.
It scares me.
I just imagined you all sharing chargers together. Just like each one, just swapping between. Oh, I'm at 30%. All right, yeah. Next one.
5 minute blast.
Oh, no, they didn't need that. I was the one facilitating the day, so it was fine. They didn't need their laptop chargers, luckily.
It concerns me that you're an actual responsible adult.
Yeah, I feel that on regular occasions as well, yeah.
I'm genuine, I'm coming back to the days where we first met and you told me that you were married with a child and I literally laughed in your face.
Because
I thought,
yeah,
there is
you did,
no
yeah.
way this man, this man-child has a wife and a child at home. Like, this is impossible. This is just fake.
I was waiting
for Ashton Kutcher to come out and be like, you've been bunked! But no, he wasn't there. He didn't appear.
That was the first sign for me where I thought, maybe I need to grow up.
But instead, what you did is you drag everyone down to your level instead of raising up.
Ah, that's boring. Let's just fuck about. Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Should we go on to the news? Because there's been quite a lot happening over the last, 24, 48 hours, really.
Like six hours.
Luckily, they had their laptop charger, so they could see what was happening throughout that
time. Can I just ask a question, Ben?
Yeah.
What's like the last five searches on your Google?
I don't know. I think I deleted my history now.
Come on, mate. You didn't delete your history. Tell us.
The most recent is Acast. Before that is ASMR podcasts, because you and I were pissing about before we were recording, whispering to each other because we're just cool. And then just for context, before I tell you number three.
No context. Just tell us.
How to sell pictures of my feet, because we were talking about making more money. And I was like, yeah, I'd do that. So, yeah, I've got some sites. And there's apparently you've got to pay a subscription to sell pictures of your feet, which is mental.
Wow.
It's absolutely insane. So it's opened my mind, because there was quite a few sites that came up as well, which was really worrying.
And you found one, Feet Finder.
Feet Finder. Yeah. So I'm going to set that up this evening, I think. And there we go. I'll send you a link. We'll put it in next week's episode. So, yeah.
But, yeah, So just to clarify, what we was going to do was start up a podcast where you talk ASMR whilst people look at your feet.
Yeah, I think that's what it got to in the end, wasn't it? Which was really strange.
Yeah.
But you did because suggest you that I ring you this evening whilst you're in bed with your fiance and start whispering to you, because it gave you a bit of a tingly feeling, which is really quite bizarre.
You have got the best ASMR voice. It's unbelievable.
Well, maybe we'll do a special episode one day, bit of ASMR, little bonus 5-minute trailer.
I'm getting excited already.
You know, like the final score, like the on Soccer Saturday, the guy does all the results. Maybe we could do an episode like that, just read them out ASMR style.
That's a great idea, with pictures of your feet.
Yeah, they could just, on YouTube, they could just transition by Arsenal 5, Burnley 0. There's my big toe. Oh, Chelsea 1. Sorry, it'll be Chelsea 1, Manchester City 5. And then my little toe appears. I think we could do this, boys. Will, can you write this down as an idea, please?
Mate, I don't need to write this down. This is into my mind. Like, I am so excited for this.
You just can't hide it. Right, boys, let's go on to news. We've literally been talking shit for 11 minutes now, talking about pictures of my feet, which is disgusting because I have gross feet. Roy Hodgson has left Palace today.
Yeah.
As of recording Monday. Worst kept secret. Do you think he faked his illness?
He was called in for a meeting, wasn't he? Was it before the weekend, wasn't it?
I think it was Friday.
Friday.
That he was taken ill, wasn't he?
Yeah, just before they could sack him, he went, oh, my heart.
I do think he genuinely ill. He was taken to hospital. But it was really like, don't know, mate, that sounds dodge sort of timing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bless him.
He left. So is it mutual? Is it by mutual consent rather than he was sacked?
My theory on that is they've said that you're going to have to go, but we'll accept if you want to resign and we'll tell everyone that you've resigned. Because I think he deserves that.
Mm.
Yeah, he saved him from that relegation that was almost guaranteed, wasn't it, at that stage? They were in such a bad run. And he's done well for them. And he does love the club.
Well,
he's done as well as anyone else could have done.
No, he has. That is not true.
I think so.
No. He shouldn't have taken over from Vieira. Vieira shouldn't have been sacked. And he did do a good job after Vieira had been sacked.
Mm.
And he should have been replaced in the summer so that they can utilise the strong team that Palace have, rather than now be sort of fighting, not a relegation battle really, but they could get dragged into it.
Mm. No, I agree with you on that point. Definitely for that summer, should have been a sort of interim appointment. I think we said that last season anyway, didn't we?
I think me and Ali said it last week.
Oh, did you? Mm.
I think so, yeah, if you listened.
Okay. No, it was shit. No, it's all right.
My voice was none, so I didn't listen. Yeah.
There wasn't anyone whispering. There was no feet on there, so I just gave up. Beal has been sacked from Sunderland today as well.
Wait, he's left, isn't he?
Oh, he's left.
Was he sacked?
I thought he was sacked.
Yeah. He heard there was a Palace job going, so he's left.
Man, honestly, I don't understand why people think he's a good manager. He's failed 2 or 3 jobs in a row now.
Well, 2.
Well, he did well at Rangers. Was he at Leicester, wasn't it, or something?
Oh, no, sorry, he was at QPR, no.
QPR, I don't think he did that well, and he jumped ship. Well, went to Rangers, didn't do well at Rangers, jumped ship and then went to Sunderland, and hasn't done well at Sunderland either.
I mean, he didn't really have a lot of time at Sunderland, and I don't know, it just seems a bit... I've always thought Sunderland's a bit of a basket case club, like... There's mess at the top, so there's going to be mess everywhere else, really. They shouldn't have got rid of Mowbray, but I think it was more of an issue between Mowbray and the board that caused that more than anything. So, he struggled, but he was Stephen Gerrard's assistant, so maybe we should all look at that as a sign.
Valid point. Yeah.
Yeah,
fair point.
Because Gerrard did a really good job at Villa.
Mate, Gerrard smashed it. Look at him now.
He's taken Al Ettifaq from being the 8th best team in Saudi Arabia to being the 8th best team in Saudi Arabia.
He is just as good as Frank Lampard.
Nice.
I was hoping for a reaction, but he's just smiling. Like, I hate you. I'm not going to bite. Tony Mowbray has temporarily left Birmingham after 6 weeks because of a health issue.
What's going on?
So he's had some scan and it's revealed something. So he's to undergo treatment. So it's 6 weeks.
But why temporarily?
Because he still wants the job, but he can't be on the front line where he takes... I don't know what it is. But he's still going to be there basically as a consultant for the first team coaches. So obviously you've got Ashley Cole, a couple of, I can't remember the names now, but you've got people like Ashley Cole there that's still going to do all the training and things, and then there'll be all of them kind of in the dugout during the matches and stuff. Tony Mowbray's still going to be there to consult, but he can't physically be there.
Trouble is, right, I don't know if you know this, but Birmingham are shit.
They wasn't shit. Well, they were really, really good this season.
Yeah.
Then they sacked their really, really good manager for someone who's demonstrated that he's not a really, really good manager. And then they've sacked him because they found out he wasn't a really, really good manager. He's actually a really, really shit manager. Then they brought someone else in who's done okay, and he's now not very well.
Yeah, so they're shit. And they need... bit of help and support. Like, they need a long-term goal, like manager, to help them through this. So
I've got it. I've got the solution.
Mowbray leaves for 6 weeks. That doesn't do any good for their stability. If anything, that could drag them right down. So why doesn't he just do the best thing for the club and say, sorry, I'm not very well. Like, bad news, shit for me. Got enough money, though, so I'm going to go off.
Because he wants the job. He wants the job still.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah,
just because he's away, he's still
doing
everything else. He just can't be there on the touchline.
Mm. Yeah, but that's where he needed. He's needed on the touchline to sort these players out. Ashley
Cole. Not able to because he's ill, Will.
No, I know. This is what I'm saying.
So hang on. You're saying just because someone's ill, they just need to be sacked and got rid of and they should leave. That's not very, very caring.
Do you work in HR?
that is not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying. You've said, he's ill, so he should do the right thing and leave. That's what you said. He should do the right thing and leave.
No. He's not just like an average Joe, is he? He is the manager of Birmingham City Football Club.
Yeah.
He is somebody to lead them. How long is he going to need to be off for?
6 to 8 weeks.
So is the right thing to do to leave to allow them to have some of that stability. Because that's 6 to 8 games.
Yeah, but that's even worse then. Because then their manager who's been in for 6 weeks then leaves. He's like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm just not well. He's like, I'm still here, lads. Don't worry. This is what we're doing. This is our plan that we're moving forward together as a club. He's not just going, I've got a bit of a cough. I'm off. See you later. Like, he's genuinely very ill, Will. You can't discriminate against people that have got illnesses.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Mad.
You know that that's not what I am doing.
Well,
do you think it's the right? Do you think it's the right thing then for him to take 6 to 8 weeks off in the middle of the season and Birmingham just go along with having Ashley Cole, who's probably good enough to actually still play in their team?
If that's what he needs to recover, yes, absolutely.
If necessary, yes.
You should look after your staff and look after your staff and they'll look after everything else.
You two are pricks.
Wow.
What? What have we done?
You know full well what you're doing.
I have no idea what you mean.
No idea what you're talking about.
No idea. Should we move on to to other leagues? Because Will's going to get even more battered here, I think. Will, you ready to talk about Scottish Premier
your
League?
Mum on a Friday night.
You know Scottish my mum listens League? And watches this, so I will tell her the exact time. It's around 19 minutes. Looks like you're uninvited to the wedding. God.
I found out Lourdes's family have been watching, so, you know.
Do you know what? I have noticed we've had plays from Peru.
Yeah.
So, yeah, massive shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Lourdes's family members.
Mum and Dad.
Mum and Dad. That's it. Mr. and Mrs. Casas. There we go. Yeah, you want to talk about Rangers and Celtic, William?
Yes, please. So, Rangers... Celtic were, 7, 8 points ahead? Towards the beginning of the season, sort of October, November time, 8 points ahead. Looking like they're going for their next SPL trophy, which I think they've got a few of, haven't they?
Was you going to say Scudetto then?
No.
The way you went, Scudetto. No. Very different country.
Well, they ain't passed through in Scotland, don't they? So now, though, Rangers have got it back and they're 2 points clear at the top of the table after a win against St Johnstone at the weekend. Incredible scenes.
Incredible scenes. It's nice when you're a chasing team, isn't it? Knowing that you can chase a lead down.
Mm. Yeah.
Gives you hope if you're chasing.
What happens to get rid of Michael Beale?
Yeah, exactly. But he's a great manager.
You're going to watch Sunderland fucking go up the championship now?
Yeah, Sunderland get promoted. That would be mad. It's a wicked season, though. At least the SPL is a little bit more competitive now.
There's two teams now.
Yeah,
there's two teams, right? And just one.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I think if you look across the whole of Europe at the moment, some of the title races are absolutely fascinating. None more so than in England. But yeah, I think this year, I don't know what seems to have changed, but there's a lot of good football out there at the moment.
Yeah, hotting up in Germany, isn't it?
Hotting up in Germany. Nice little link there, mate. Yeah. Leverkusen up 8 points clear now.
That's insane, isn't it?
Bayern Munich lost to Bochum yesterday 3-2. Upamecano got a red card. I think Harry Kane did what Harry Kane does, but, you know, still can't quite win something.
You can take the man out of Tottenham.
I watched the highlights of that.
You can't take Tottenham out the man.
Yeah. No, I watched the highlights of that game and Upamecano, sent off for the second time. In a row, because he got sent off against Lazio. He's been sent off against Bochum, actually Harry Kane missed a few chances.
There were some
which you're like, sitters for him, like he's someone of his quality. Bayern Munich just struggling, and as is the boss.
I know, and you really rate Tuchel as well. So, what's your thoughts on it? I'm saying how good he was at Chelsea.
He's finally being found out for the fraud that he is.
Ooh, wow.
That is strong.
Wow. He's won a Champions League.
He has done, with Frank Lampard's team. You're welcome.
Yeah, but he got them playing well. Frank couldn't.
We were playing all right.
We were, because he got sacked, so he weren't playing that well.
God, what?
No, honestly, we were playing okay. We weren't playing great.
Backtrack.
Hang on, maybe at that time, Frank wasn't well, so Will told him he needs to leave the club, and that's why Tuchel came in. Makes sense now, boys.
That was it. Yeah, you're right.
Sounds perfectly. Thanks,
makes
mate.
Makes perfect sense now. Yeah.
I'm really glad.
He's apparently on the thinnest of ice.
Yeah.
Tuchel. And I think the only thing that's saving him is the fact that they don't have anyone lined up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Roy Hodgson and Bill are
so Michael Bill, yeah.
At the moment. Klopp is on his way out of a job. Although him taking that job that'll piss a lot of people off.
He needs a year off. I think that's what Klopp said. Yeah. And I think he did it last time after he left Dortmund, didn't he? He had six months off.
Yeah.
And I think if he went to Bayern after, I don't think any Liverpool fan would be annoyed at that.
No.
I think if he went this summer, they would.
This summer, absolutely. But having that year off, I think neutralises anything. Unless he went to an English team again. That's probably where...
But he's not going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
But Bayern Munich, they're really up shit quick without a paddle. I think they lost to Lazio, didn't they? They lost three times this week, actually. Leverkusen, Lazio and Bochum now.
Yeah, brilliant. Love it.
And I think... Was it 78 years since Barcelona had a trophyless season?
Barcelona or Bayern?
Bayern Munich.
Bayern, sorry.
Okay. I thought we'd moved on to Spain, that's all.
Bayern.
Is it been
that's a bad link.
Since they've been trophyless?
I think so, yeah. I think it's been so long. Because they've either won a German Cup or something.
Or the league.
Yeah.
That's been something. I'm going to Google it while we're talking. That's insane. Just want to see when.
But
it's
the first time. I heard a stat this morning. It's the first time they've lost three games in a row in all competitions since like 2015.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's three games in a week. They've lost three games in a week for the first time since 2015. Yeah.
That's insane.
Unlucky.
But I mean,
sorry for them.
The manager merry-go-round is starting a little bit earlier than we suspected. I think Palace are in a really tough position now because who do they go for? Are people going to be sort of thinking, I don't want to go to Palace. Like, I've got one eye on the Liverpool job, or I've got one eye on, say, Brighton maybe, who if they get Zerbi in, they might...
They've already got someone.
Who?
Glasner.
Oliver Glasner.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I've completely missed that.
It was one of these where, you know, when it was Roy Hodgson's been sacked, but not sacked because he's ill, so they can't sack him yet. They'd already, like, approached Glasner and...
They should have got Will in earlier, shouldn't they? Will would have got rid of him straight away.
Because they would have seen... He would have seen that Roy wasn't well.
Going to ruin my
and
career.
And said, right, you need to go, mate. No.
Mate, you did this yourself. We're just highlighting it. We're just making sure everybody pays attention.
Yeah,
that Glasner, he was linked. He was linked when Vieira got the job originally because Glasner said no.
But he's at Frankfurt.
There. Yeah, and he was always there in their sort of talks and stuff like that. So they finally got their man.
Finally, yeah.
Finally.
That's mental. Yeah. I didn't even see that.
Well,
so how do you think he's going to do then?
Well, as long as he's not ill, we'll be all right, won't he?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, with a team like that, you need someone on the touchline to be able to tell the players what to do and, you know, instruct them, help them and support them. Can't do that if you're just, you know, not on the touchline, really.
That's very true.
No, I think he'll do all right. I do think so. The only problem Palace have got, though, is the injuries at the moment. I mean, that has hampered them hugely.
Yeah. Especially when it's Elise, Eze, and Gehi.
Yeah. Yeah, you're...
Three of your best players out injured.
Exactly. And Edouard's not exactly doing fantastic. Mateta's doing okay, but not great.
Well, in the first half against Chelsea, Mateta looked like prime fucking Ronaldo at one point.
Yeah, but it's Chelsea.
As I say, he's playing against a tough team. A bit different.
Well, they still lost, so let's just move on.
Hey, guys. Here at the Football Drop Podcast, we'd love to hear all your comments, feedback, and funny stories. If you'd like us to share them on the pod, please email us at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, should we go on to the weekend's games, boys?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Where should we start?
Well, probably start from the first game of the weekend and then work your way down.
God, you've been doing a few podcasts with Will. That's exactly what he says. Every single time.
I mean, it's just the way to do it, is it not?
Yeah, you can do. Yeah. Take it away, Ali. What's the first game, mate?
Okay. First game, Brentford 1, Liverpool 4.
Good game, that.
Great game.
Yeah, annoying, it's a good game. Great game. Good to see Liverpool get a few injuries before Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Terrible, wasn't it? Jota, that first goal, Jota's header, that the sort of vision to see that was incredible. And Nunes put it away well, didn't he?
Nunes actually scored a goal where he had to think about what to do.
Yeah.
Rather than just instinct blast.
It's a lovely, lovely finish.
It was a great finish, yeah. But yeah, then Jota had to, he was stretched off, wasn't he?
And
that was a weird injury, though, wasn't it? The Jota one. So the way he fell, it just cleaned straight on the side of his leg.
Yeah, just landed on his leg. But yeah, and Curtis Jones went off as well. He's been playing quite well for him over the last few weeks. So,
And Nunes went off as well, didn't he, at half-time?
And Alisson also wasn't playing because he had an injury as well.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, Keller was in goal, wasn't he?
Yeah. But, I mean, and Alisson probably won't play in the final anyway because I think Keller's there.
Yeah, he's been playing all the way through.
Carabao Cup. Yeah, it's their Carabao Cup keeper. So, but yeah, no good win for Liverpool. Mo Salah back on the scoring sheet.
Missed a sitter just before that, didn't he?
I mean, he did, yeah. But they did. They won by 4-1, so I don't think that matters.
What amazed me throughout that was how bad Brentford were defensively. They made many mistakes. And it was their 100th Premier League game as well.
What was his name? Ayer. Christopher Ayer. He was bad in that game. Like, he made a mistake for the first goal and just never recovered since then. But yeah, Brentford, I mean, yeah, they got a goal, but yeah, they were just bad defensively, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, the first 20 minutes, half hour, they looked solid. To be fair, they looked all right, and then it just came to crap.
Yeah, they looked solid, and then they didn't.
Yeah, that's generally what happens. It's like getting the shit,
fell apart,
isn't it?
Yeah. Good game.
Then the next game.
Pretty good games next. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Burnley, Arsenal. will discuss.
11 goals in two games.
Just insane. That's insane.
And how many have we conceded as well? None.
None. Joe, you know, it's the first time we've won back-to-back games away from home, 5-0 or more as well. First time ever for that amount.
Ever. Absolutely incredible. We played very, very well. I thought Saka was amazing.
Yeah, Saka was insane. Saka was absolutely insane. Ødegaard, mate. That finish was incredible. That's just, I've seen you do that on a five-a-side pitch. He looked like he could have stood there for an hour. Nobody was getting near him. And he should be like, right, what do I do? I'm just going to just hoof this as hard as I can.
Yeah, he scored, which I don't normally do.
No, that's true.
So I think it was a five-star performance from a five-star team. I think Trossard is playing very well. I know he missed a sitter quite early on, but I think he played very, very well. Gabby Jesus is unfortunately injured at the moment, but we don't seem to be missing him. And I wonder when he comes back, where does he fit? You know, there's talk of us, you know, we should buy a striker. Where's our striker? Sitting pretty at the moment.
Yeah, we're doing really well. I mean, Trossard's been in fantastic form. He always delivers for us. Whenever he's called upon, he delivers. And it's great to see.
Yeah, I think him, Martinelli, Saka, Ødegaard, all sort of interlinking that play. It seems to be working really well. I'm buzzing for it.
I'll tell you what's been probably the best thing that I've noticed over the last few games. King Kai.
What a player. Honestly, I feel sorry for the team that lost him because he is unbelievable.
It's just living proof. Utilise him in the right way. And he will deliver for you.
All he needed was a good team and a good manager. He's got that now.
Absolutely. And team that believe in him, trust him, and support him.
We celebrate and sing his name, and he just will perform and perform and perform. He's just very consistent. Scored a goal as well. You know, he's not really renowned
fantastic
for being
goal,
a massive goal scorer, but great goal. What a player. Unbelievable.
Yeah, loved it. But we are in some great form. Burnley are not. They're not
Burnley
clawing
are.
It, are they? They're not clawing this back at all. They've won Burnley's one game at home all season.
They just don't know when to play the right ball or the right pass. Mm. It just seems to be like they've got everything there, but it just hasn't clicked. I don't know if they'll stick with Vincent Kompany or whether they're sort of what they'll do really. Because I think, you know, he's a good manager, but I don't know what's going wrong. What do you reckon, Ali? Been quiet?
Yeah, I know. I've woken up again since you stopped with your Arsenal loving. I mean, I think they will stick with him because I think they'll just come straight back up with him like next season. But there's no ways they're glorying this back at all. Like, you know, 13 points. Their goal difference is horrendous. And like you said, they've only won once at home. So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, five points at home in the Premier League, you know, just not going to cut it. So,
yeah.
See you later, Burnley.
Yeah, I think they are. Oh, they're nailed on to go down now.
Yeah. I think that's the bottom two are cemented in history.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, not the worst ever, but definitely cemented.
I know. Derby County are furious about that. although, in Spain, Almeria are on, I think they're still on 7 points. So they could become the lowest points in a league. Because Derby County are currently top of that list. Yeah. with the 11
bottom.
Points that they've got.
That's insane.
So Almeria could do that. So there is some positive signs for Derby County there.
Amazing.
They're on 8 points now, sorry.
Eight points, okay.
Mm. Eight. They've got a draw. Here you go, lads.
Moving on to Newcastle Bournemouth. 2-2
Oh, is
draw.
That the next game?
It is on my list.
A Desmond.
I'll be honest, I haven't really watched the highlights of this. I don't know much about this game.
Oh, it's really good to have you back, Ben.
Yeah, I thought so. I've chucked in a few
Thanks
facts.
Thanks for your research.
He's literally said, I've done fuck all weekend, but I haven't had time to watch the highlights. Great.
Pretty much. I'll be honest, cool. I watched up to Arsenal, and then I watched the City and Chelsea ones, as well as Liverpool, so the first on Match of the Day. Then I watched Wolves-Tottenham.
The first three games.
No, I watched Wolves and Tottenham, because obviously we'll go on to that one in a bit. And then I was like, oh, I'm bored now. And then I was tired and went to bed. It was like 11 o'clock, man. Way past my bedtime.
Well, cool. Thanks for that insight.
Desmond, anything exciting? Good goals, bad goals?
Martin Dubravka was a bit of a shocker.
They
just slipped and Solanke just had an open goal to tap into, really. So that was the first goal. But Newcastle got a late equaliser with Matt Ritchie.
It was a penalty, wasn't it?
No, I think it's a cross that was put.
Oh, no, sorry. Gordon scored the penalty. Yeah, sorry.
Gordon scored the penalty. Yeah.
Do your research, Will. Come on.
But I to be honest, I expected Newcastle to win that, being at home and everything. I did really expect them to win that, but
they've been really underwhelming this season, haven't they?
But they overachieved last season. That's their problem. Like, if they'd have had this season last season and then what they did last season now, it would be a normal trajectory, going up. But because they've they overachieved, it makes them look worse.
Yeah, they've had a lot of injuries, haven't they?
Oh, cry me a river about bloody injuries. Everyone has injuries.
Callum Wilson's injured again, which is... Yeah, it seems to be that they get someone back and then they lose someone. And I think Gordon went. I know he was playing here. But there's talk as well that, Man United trying to get that Dan Ashworth, sporting director, has really impacted on the team. He's on gardening leave now. So I don't know. He was there at the game, but I don't know how much of an impact that would really have. I don't know. What do you reckon?
An impact on getting players. I wouldn't say it would affect the players that are currently there.
But now,
unless he's taking training and it's not something we're aware of.
Yeah, it's just like having your HR business partner sort of moan about people being ill. It's not going to affect the players, is it? Yeah, you're just getting rid of the manager. It's not players or anything. No, honestly,
I
don't know how close it is.
You're paying my mortgage, mate.
Oh, God.
I'll try and do a bit more research on the podcast. We'll earn some more money out of that then, shall we? Christ. Get a few more listeners, guys.
Jesus.
But no, I don't really understand. I think that's a cop-out, really.
Yeah, I think it is as well.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Yeah.
Very odd, very odd. Sorry, go on.
No, as I say, it was quite an entertaining 2-2 second half. Definitely was better than the first half. Well done Newcastle for getting that late equaliser. Otherwise, they'd have lost 2-1.
It would have.
Great maths. And the team that did lose 2-1 was Fulham against Aston Villa.
Yeah, I do you know what? I was put off by Ali's prediction because I think he put a Fulham win.
Yeah, I put 2-1 Fulham.
And I thought, is Fulham the fortress that it is? So I then looked at it and I went, oh, no, I'm going to go for a draw then. Because I thought Villa would win and I wish I'd have stuck my guns. But yeah, he put me off there. Anyway, sorry. What did you think, mate?
I didn't watch it, mate. Yeah, I didn't watch this one.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No, this was on my highlight reel that I watched.
Okay.
I have to skip through a few games for Ben, unfortunately.
I'm just letting you boys just have a chat still as well. Just ease me back in.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm ill. Watkins. Don't discriminate. Sorry.
Oh.
So Ollie Watkins, sorry.
Yeah, Ollie Watkins on fire. Two goals.
Back to brace, didn't he?
Yeah. Played really well.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Aston Villa just keep losing at home. Instead of away from home.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? They just flicked it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is
Fulham have been playing well.
I was going to say, Fulham didn't play badly. They seemed like they were on top for some of the game. It was definitely a tale of two teams. Fulham were doing all right, but I think Villa are just defensively a bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. who are in trouble at the moment is West Ham are in some really bad run of form.
Yeah, they are. Really bad.
We know Forest are good at home, but they lost 2-0 and they got a red.
Yeah. I mean, Calvin Phillips is having an absolute blinder to the start of his career, isn't he?
Start of his career?
At West Ham.
It feels like it. He's not played football for 2 years.
For his career at West Ham.
In the Prem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great move for him. I think he knew he was always going to get that run of games anyway, wasn't he? Unless he was a complete lazy git in training. He was always going to be getting those games in.
I don't think it's the end of the world. I think, you know, he has had some unfortunate, you know, he basically gave a goal away and now he's got red carded. I think it was a fair, you know, it was definitely 2 yellow cards.
Yeah. Second one maybe a bit harsh, but
I think across the whole of the weekend, VAR just didn't, you know, if there was an on-field decision, VAR was like, well, you know, we'd have to go with the on-field decision. And I think we're at a stage as well now where the referees don't have any faith in their own ability. The VAR is trying to give that back to them by saying, right, we'll go with the on-field decision. The referees are going, well, we'll just leave it up to VAR to make the decision here. So actually now,
the referees aren't making
the decision. VAR isn't making a decision. And it's all shit. Because I can't remember if it was this game. I think it was this game. Well, I'm talking about it. It was, there should have been a penalty and it just wasn't given.
Yeah. So, Neco Williams had his foot stepped on as he was running into the box. It's a clear... Like, I can't remember who the West Ham defender was, but he's clearly stepped on his foot, well away from the ball, nothing. He's gone down, and they've looked, VAR looked at him and gone, yeah, I guess you'll have to stick with the on-field decision. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if that's going to make him go down. It's like, he's literally put his studs stamped on his foot.
Yeah.
It's blatant. It is absolutely blatant, but no one will make a decision.
No, I mean, there are some times when, like, someone... like puts a foot down, like maybe like nearly on top of someone's foot, and it's like, you know, the little toe of their left foot or something that's hit, and you're like, why are you going down like that? But this was like flush on the top of his foot, and I'm like, how is he not given that? But
there was no doubt it was a penalty. Absolutely no doubt it was a penalty. It was absolutely.
I mean,
crazy.
I think the phrase they're looking for is clear and obvious error.
Well, surely that defines clear and obvious error.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think in this case it was. But I think their argument will be the referee looked at it and didn't give a penalty. So, he's made a decision based on what he's seen. So is that then clear and obvious?
I don't know how close he was to the action, though. Like,
I think he was quite close. I that's a good point. But, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think even if the referee says, oh yeah, I've seen a little bit of contact, but when VAR sees that and they go, yeah, that's not a little bit of contact, like that's flushing his foot, and like at least make him go and look at it, like, and say this is what actually happened. Is that what you saw? And if he's gone, and the thing is, what should happen is if the referee's gone, yeah, that's what I saw, and I don't think it's a penalty, cool, don't give it as a penalty.
At least
then you've made that decision. But With VAR just like going, nah, okay, now we won't send him over. Nah, I just can't really imagine what that conversation was in the VAR. In where is it? Stan? I can't remember what's called Stockley Park. That's it. Mm. Where they've but all of them are looking at it because they've now got what the VAR, the assistant VAR, the assistant to the assistant VAR, the fucking tea lady, and whatever else in there. And they're all looking at it.
It's actually his tea person.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about
good point.
That.
Thanks, God. Ben.
And they've all looked at that and gone, yeah, no, I don't think so. And all around the table, they've gone, yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, no, don't make him go and look at that. It's like, what are you doing?
No, look around and think, how will this affect the rest of the league? Because I support this team and they might get above them. That, honestly, I'm sure that's how they work. It's ridiculous. God. Before we get stuck into this VAR
let's move on.
I was just going to say, you know, I know Crystal Palace obviously have now got a manager as 5 minutes ago when I found out, but I think West Ham could be without a manager soon. I think Moyes will go. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because he's done very well. You know, he won the Conference Cup League thing last year, which, you know, well done. But he's never really been a favourite, is he?
I think he's safe to the end of the season. I think that's bought him this year. But they've had some great games. They've played some fantastic football. They're just in a bit of a bad run. But as soon as he gets under pressure, the team all of a sudden pull out all the stops. And they'll get three or four wins back to back.
But the fans don't like him.
But no, who are they going to get that's better? That's going to be better suited for West Ham? It's not going to be bloody Beal, is it?
Roy Hodgson?
No, he's not well.
Frank Lampard, yeah, maybe Frank.
Frank Lampard, come on.
Get Tony Mowbray in. Oh, no, sorry, he's not actually left Birmingham, is he? Just here.
No. Anyway, let's move on. Ben's favourite game. I think you watched the highlights of this one. Tottenham Hotspur 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 2.
I did watch this, and it was
Talk us through it, Ben.
Great.
Thanks for that. Thanks for talking over everything that I've just said. I really appreciated that. It's going to sound really nice when I'm talking and you're going...
Yeah, sorry. I was very excited to talk about the game because Tottenham lost, and it really makes me smile. It's always a great day. Always a great day. Cracking game. I think Tottenham, to be fair, were playing some good football, but Wolves were just countering every single time. The way Tottenham play that high line, Wolves were just... It's basically just 1-2 passes, isn't there, in? Just loved it. Absolutely loved it. I think Tottenham were a little bit unfortunate, to be fair.
Yeah, I think Kulusevski probably could have scored a hattie, but mate, didn't
that
quite.
That little mazy run that he did was insane, though, wasn't it?
He's very, very good. João Gomes, I think he's only scored That's once in the Premier League, and
he scored two
now.
He looked good in total.
What did you say?
Yeah,
I said he looked good.
Oh, I thought you said that's his name. That's weird.
What, two? No,
I'm
Gomez.
So confused.
That's Gomez.
Yeah, Gomez is his name. You said it. What's you told this. You're right. So yeah, basically, so Tottenham lost, which we're all happy about. But I'm also very happy that the Wolves manager Gary O'Neill is actually getting some recognition now.
Has he not been previously then?
Not massively.
People have been praising that boy.
Not many people have been sort of singing his praises until the last month or so. People are kind of realising what
he's done.
Maybe
you just missed the highlights of that.
Yeah, maybe. I wasn't.
It was on too late.
I was ill, so I got sacked, didn't I? So, yeah, couldn't really do too much, unfortunately, then. Wasn't able to do that. we always like to see Spurs lose on this podcast, so it was a lovely, lovely result.
It's just always too open.
Yeah, they play that high line. They always play very attacking football, which is really entertaining for the fans, I imagine. But yeah, for anyone else playing them, all you need to do is just hold it and then just lob it up and then just have Martinelli or Saka chase it and you're going to score. Simple as that.
Or other players. But yeah.
No, only them two. We don't need anyone else.
So should we move on to the big game of the weekend? Manchester City 1, Chelsea 1. For me, Chelsea were very, very fortunate that Haaland had a bad game.
He had a terrible game.
I feel like as well, City didn't set up. I mean, who am I to argue against Pep, by the way? Let's just put that out there. But I feel like they weren't really set up in the best way to start the game.
In what sense? What do you mean? Explain.
So, I think having Alvarez in that position, I don't know if that's where, you know, he played a bit further back. I don't know if that's the right way of doing it. Foden on the left, Ruben Diaz and Akanji, you know, so they dropped Stones, Bernardo Silva was none.
Was injured.
He came on.
Yeah,
but he was injured in midweek, and that's why he was on the bench.
Oh, okay, right, fair enough. So, just for me, I felt it could have been set up a little bit different.
Fair enough.
I felt we had the correct game plan for them when we made them play like that.
You would think that.
I thought Chelsea were excellent. They're really good at keeping the ball. I don't know
excellent.
Why.
That's the first bit of praise. So wait for the next bit.
I don't know why they bought Chalobah on and took Palmer off. When Palmer is one of your best players, you're playing City. I appreciate that, but that Poch is probably thinking, like, okay, let's try and salvage this win, chuck another defender on. But if anything, that made you worse, and you became quite lucky.
The thing is that
with us playing four at the back, and with Bernardo Silva having come on already, they was already finding those pockets in between the centre backs and the full backs on there. So clearly Poch thought bringing on another centre back can maybe stop that from happening, which it did for the most part. But obviously, you know, Rodri always pops up with a goal from somewhere, but of course it's another deflected goal that goes in. But I just think that we had the correct game plan against them. Stack the middle of the park, make them go out wide. Because Haaland's fucking shit.
It was also really unfortunate that it was Chalobah who it deflected off as well, wasn't it?
It was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate.
Which I
indeed,
think adds to my point. I thought Jackson played well, though.
Yeah, Jackson played really well. I think, to be honest, I think everyone who started the game played really, really well. Like, you know, De Zazzi got man of the match. He was amazing, just throwing himself in front of everything that was coming at him. Colwell as well played really well. Gusto, I know Ben...
Hang on, what was it? We have to put our hands in our heads, don't we, when you start chatting about your team?
Well, you know, I have to listen to you from YouTube for about 5 minutes. Oh, I love Saka, I love Havertz. Fuck off.
So then Sunday's games, we had Sheffield United again.
But of course, Ben's favourite right back to have a go at, Malo Gusto, played really well as well.
He did have a good game. He did have a good game.
Yeah.
He always reminds me of that food place. I always think of the food when he's...
Gaucho.
Gusto.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, really good performance. I mean, to be honest, I was just hoping, let's not get embarrassed. That was how I was going into the game. And we didn't. Played really well. Got a point. But of course, there is some ungrateful people out there, Arsenal fans, that go, we did win the game. Don't they, Ben?
Yeah, we didn't.
I know. Did you expect us to get anything out of the game?
Well, the fact that you were winning for so long, yeah, you should have been able to hold on for a win. City have got a really shit striker, though. You just said they've got a really shit striker.
But the rest of their team's quality.
Ah, okay, yeah, sorry, I didn't realise that. No, I didn't realise. No, it was a shame you didn't win. I thought you were going to hold on. It's one of those annoying goals. Rodri, as you said, he always does it. Just when City are down and out, Rodri's like, 60 yards, bang.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about at the start of the game or before the game, would I have been happy with a draw? Of course it would have. There was after our last performance against one of the top three. Which was embarrassing. Happy with the 1-1, and so should you.
Sure, happy days.
Cheers, Chelsea. Yeah.
Brighton pulled out all the stops, didn't they, yesterday?
Well, they did, but, I mean, what was Holgate doing?
Yeah.
That tackle, wow.
What made me laugh more than anything, I know you sent the link earlier, Ali, was Holgate's reaction was like, what? I've got a ball.
What did he do?
What'd I do? I've got a ball. I'm like, mate, you nearly, like, killed the guy. You, like, snapped his leg.
Did you... Did you hear what the Sheffield United captain said in the end of the game? Like, I think it was on, must have been on Match of the Day 2 that this this interview was. What he said? He turned around and said, "Yeah, no, I don't think it's a red card." What are you talking about? He literally turned around and said, "No, I don't think it's a red card." It was clearly asked about, and they went, "Oh no, shouldn't have been a red card." It's like he's literally got him above the knee, like above the wrist.
It was just below the knee.
Dirty, just below.
But even so, it's the most red that you'd ever see. I don't know if he come in, tried to take the player and the ball. Thought, "Oh, I've got an easy one here," but yeah, naughty.
Ben's comment after that was, "When did he move to Sheffield United?"
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even notice it. I thought he was at Everton. I was like, "I'm sure that I'm sure he's going to play on Monday." What the hell? I was like, "Oh, he's wearing a different colour shirt. What? That's weird. What's he doing?
What's going on here?" But yeah, no, Brighton were amazing.
Brighton, then the they were incredible after that. Yeah,
Adingra.
Adingra and Gross as well, mate. Honestly, he's top.
He's so underrated, isn't he?
It's unbelievable.
He works so hard for that team. He is literally everywhere over that pitch for Brighton.
Yeah. He can play anywhere as well.
Yeah. He's like Milner.
That's what I was about to say. It's weird that they've got James Milner, but they've also got James Milner 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well. So
we've got the past and the future. That's what you need.
Matoma and Adingra on each wing is really good. And I heard that if Sheffield United continue on the trajectory that they are on, they could become the team who's conceded the most goals ever in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I could see that after
what they on
the
now?
Drubbings that they've been suffering this season.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
They've named 65 goals.
65 That's goals. Insane. Yeah, I think it's the record 118 or something like that. I think it was Reading or.
Oh, God. I can't remember. Most probably, yeah, if it was Reading. But yeah, they're. Wow.
Just looking at the games they've still got to play. So they've got Wolves next, then Arsenal. And then they've got Bournemouth and Man United. Then they've got a little bit of a break. They've got Fulham. Then they've got Liverpool, Chelsea.
Oh, win there.
They've got Tottenham on the last day of the season. Got Everton penultimate. The only thing is they haven't got City, so at least then they got a bit of a break, got a bit of a let off.
But they've got no one in and around them. It's like they haven't got Burnley, they haven't got Luton, they haven't got,
Hard games. Well, they've got Burnley 20th of April. They've got. They've still got a fair few games, but there's a lot of hard games where they could lose. A lot of goals, concede a lot of goals there.
Yeah, a lot.
Love it. Love it. And then Man United, Luton.
Yeah. I was going to say, and on to the final game, but you did it for me, thank you. Man United, fifth win in a row.
Yeah.
Playing okay with that team, you know, that front, the forward men. I think Hoyland is excellent. It's two good goals, although one of them, the first one was a bit of a gift, wasn't it?
Yeah, slightly, but I think he's...
Slightly?
He's now
Didn't
getting...
they pass the ball to him?
Yeah, pretty much. but the thing with Hoyland, he's got a bit more confidence, but he's also getting a bit more service.
Yeah, he is.
And this is what we said earlier on in the season. Now he's getting the ball a bit more. He doesn't have to drop so much to try and actually get into the game. And he's delivering.
Yeah.
Boring you there with a big yawn.
I just don't understand where they're going to... If they're going to continue or if they fall back, what's going to happen with them. But that's it. I mean, Mainoo is absolutely top quality. Darlow seems to be playing really, really well. Then you've got Garnacho, Hoyland, Fernandez and Rashford. I mean, I think we saw the clip from, was it Barkley on Rashford?
Mate, what was that pressing?
Yeah, that was great.
I had to watch it twice. I thought it was like slowed down or something, or it's like a training video.
No.
I did not believe that was a game.
Mental, I know. Premier League.
Pressing at the end of the game.
Premier League game. honestly, like Rashford should be fined for that. That's you got to dock him a couple of weeks' wages for that. That was disgraceful.
He surely can't get another fine. He's had like six this season already.
Yeah, he's out partying.
He'd be
again.
Owing them money soon.
But, do you see Rob Edwards coming out at the end of the game though? Saying about
we came out at the end of the game.
What he said at the end of the game. No, he didn't come out of the game. Sorry. No. Don't keep it in your pants, Will. Keep it in your pants.
Yeah, come on.
No, end of the game. He's like, oh yeah. Man United are 2-1 up. And of course then they get 4 minutes added time. Should have been a lot more, but never mind. Man United are 2-1 up.
Should have been a lot more. Should have been a lot
more. I felt
that.
Yeah, I felt exactly the same.
Because I was watching it and like United were just like, and especially like from the start of the second half, for it, like Onana's starting like time wasting and everything. And obviously they were time wasting at every single set piece that they had and everything. But Luton played like obviously really Casemiro should have been sent off in the first half for a second yellow.
How did he get away? I forgot about that. How did he get away with that?
Casemiro always does. He always gets away with this.
Didn't last season. He got sent off about 4 times.
Yeah, but he should have been sent off more than that. He should have had cards sooner as well. He gets away with so many challenges.
Ten Hag clearly saw that because he took him off at half time.
That was unbelievable.
But I mean they should have had more. They should have had. May not should have been down to 10 men. There should have been more added time. But, I don't know. I mean, Rob Edwards said it probably is best as anyone could. Like, well, they only get, it's only 4 minutes, clearly, because 2-1 up. But,
They're playing really good football, Luton. I think that they were unlucky not to have got an equaliser. I thought Sambi Lokonga, the Arsenal boy, I think he's been doing really well since he joined there.
He actually was really, really, as I said, I watched the whole game and he was actually really, really good. Like, he made a great block from Fernandes.
Yeah.
Like, he went round Kaminski and, just threw himself at it. He played really well. Ross Barkley again played well. They all played like well. As you say, it was just Amari Bell just gifting Haaland the first goal that kind of killed it for him. But
I wonder if they had Adebayo as well, if it might have gone a little bit different for him.
Yeah, because obviously he got injured what, half hour before the game, I think they said. He got injured half hour before the game, so unfortunate for them. But I think the only bad game they really had was probably the Sheffield United game, but then again there was VAR decisions, mistakes galore in that, so
not VAR mistakes.
I know, right? You wouldn't have thought.
My god,
but yeah,
shocking.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's the results so far. Only got one more game left tonight.
Couple of midweek games as well.
City,
Brentford and Liverpool Luton tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, it's the game in hand ahead of the final.
So, a little bit on Carabao Cup then before we close for this week, boys.
Yay.
What are we thinking? Obviously, we know Chelsea's not going to win, but how many goals are Liverpool going to win by?
2.
Bet.
2-0, 3-1, 4-2, 5-3.
What do I think? I think I'm going to go
7-5
on penalties.
Oh, so not 2-0.
No, she's in the game.
I reckon they'll do well, mate. I reckon it'll be 3-1.
Okay. I reckon 2-1 Liverpool win. I think they'll just have too much for Chelsea.
What would be great, though, is if Poch wins absolutely nothing with a decent Tottenham team, he goes to a really bad Chelsea team and wins the Carabao Cup. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a bit torn.
We're not a really
now.
Bad team.
Well, you are. I'm really torn
we're
now.
We're really bad. Huh?
I'm torn now after that, because that's a really good point Will's just made. I might actually watch it and enjoy the game now and just not care. Because either way,
you're going to watch it.
Yeah, well, I watched the whole game. I watched the whole game.
It's not too late, then.
Yeah, I've got someone at work who keeps on coming at me saying, so how much are we having on the game?
Go on, you got to put a bet on.
And I did, no, because I did this in the league game just gone. And I'd given him the money half an hour before the end of the game. Because they were, 3-0 up at that point. And I went, and I just sent him a message. I was like, there's your money. Now don't talk to me.
You don't want to fire on it then?
No, not a chance. I'm not going anywhere near that game. My thinking is the same as the City game. Let's just not get embarrassed, please.
What's your prediction? Nice. Score prediction. Will's gone 3-1 Liverpool. I've gone 2-1 Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably it'll be 2-1 Liverpool.
Oh, that must hurt. Can't believe you don't even have faith in your own team.
I was having an iron between 3-1 and 2-1, so...
I don't even have faith in your own team.
If Axel Disasi can pull out his reincarnation of Prime John Terry again, we might actually only concede two rather than three.
Gosh, what? He has one good game and he comes out with Prime John Terry.
Mate, it's embarrassing, Ali. Mate, he's not one good game.
You should be ashamed of yourself. This is disgraceful.
Good God.
Any other business, boys?
None from me.
Wicked. I think so.
It's been really good to be back.
Thanks, Ben, for joining us this week. If you can join next week, would you mind just listening to or watching all of the football?
I'll try my best.
If you can just watch Match of the Day and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's what we ask of you.
I'll try and do that then. I'll try and do it.
Cheers, bro. See you next week. Bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please, if you can, give us a 5-star review on your podcast provider and help us to hashtag drop the pod.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Only football can make you feel like this.